Scraps and versions left on the cutting room floor by composers often differ from the final version to a surprising degree. Consider Paul McCartney's early draft of his song Yesterday. Instead of the now familiar lyrics of the definitive version, Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away, Paul's early draft went, scrambled eggs, oh my baby, how I love your legs. Consider another example. The late and celebrated Canadian composer Jacques Etu and his first piece for the classical guitar. From studying the sketches and drafts housed in a National Archive in Ottawa, I know that an early version, an early draft of the piece, consisted of 6 movements. The published version contains 5. Does the early 6-movement version matter? Do early drafts have any relevance towards our understanding of the final version of a piece? Since the 1970s, music scholars have debated the relevance of sketches and drafts, and one prominent position taken up against their relevance is the notion that a proper understanding of a work can only be understood based on the internal properties of such work. Following this, Etu's piece could only properly be understood based on a single definitive version, what we can call a definitive text. Anything else would be external. My thesis denies the validity of a definitive text concept and embraces a plural conception of text for Etu's piece. Following this approach follows a French literary criticism movement in the 1970s and is more attentive to the fact that Etu's piece is a result of a creative process, something that occurs over time. For example, Etu's piece at one time had 6 movements. At another time, Etu's piece had 5. The mere fact that the 5-movement version came later should not by default make it the definitive version. Intuitively, it is difficult for us to apply this concept to an iconic song like Yesterday by Paul McCartney, especially since it is obvious that the working lyrics were not meant to be taken seriously. However, the next time you hear Yesterday, Love Was Such an Easy Game to Play on the radio, remember that this was only one amongst many possibilities created during the creative process, including scrambled eggs. Thank you.